Every good fisherman knows that there comes a time when you either are catching fish or you need to cut bait. Democrats are not good fishermen. Their hate for Donald Trump overrides their common sense, and they can't get over losing Hillary Clinton in 2016. There also comes a time when rational people call a spade a spade. And that is my intention today. If you are still supporting a corrupt Democrat Party, that is irrational. That has never been more evident than this latest Democrat Party attempt to impeach the president. Can we not all realize how dangerous this three-year pursuit of Trump has been? Do we really want future presidents to be hounded unrealistically by the opposing party? If Democrats can practice witch hunts against the Republican president, what is to keep Republicans from an all-out pursuit of the next Democrat president? Like him or not, it has been amazing what Donald Trump has been able to get done with rabid political animals snarling on his back. What previous president or future president can you imagine being capable of moving the country forward while the other party tries to block his or her every move? And look at the Democrat cast of characters. An aging Nancy Pelosi, who long ago lost her ability to keep her party together and accepts newcomers like Ocasio-Cortez and the Muslim Rashida Tlaib, dictating the course of the Democrat Party. Then there is Chuck Schumer, who long ago sold his soul to the devil and whose content of character is as full of holes as Swiss cheese. Following these so-called leaders are derelicts like Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Elijah Cummings. Did you just hear that list of power-hungry Democrats? And that's just the top of the rotten barrel. Yesterday, Speaker Pelosi bowed to the radical fringe of her party and announced that her committee chairs would launch an impeachment inquiry against the president. The mainstream media acted like that was some kind of real news. The fact is that Democrats have been in impeachment inquiry mode since the first day of the Trump presidency, and they've made no secret about it. Jerry Nadler has popped up on television again and again to tell us that his committee is knee-deep in impeachment inquiry. So why the Pelosi lie? She had to buy time, and the only way to get the Ocasio-Cortez crowd off of her back was to pretend that her party was going to open an impeachment inquiry. If she had been honest, she would have put that idea to a vote in her party. But Pelosi knows that it would never pass such a vote. Too many Democrats are afraid they will not be reelected if they go along with such nonsense. Without any evidence of Trump wrongdoing in the Ukraine matter, without waiting to read the transcript of the call between President Trump and the President of Ukraine, Pelosi went before the friendly media cameras, where she accused, tried, and convicted the president. Democrats claimed, without seeing any evidence, that Trump had pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden, and that Trump did that 8 times in a telephone call in question. They also suggested that Trump pressured the Ukrainian leader by threatening to withhold monetary aid unless they investigated Joe Biden. As the transcript of that call revealed on Wednesday, Trump mentioned the Biden issue only three times, not eight, as Democrats had claimed. Trump never even suggested an investigation of Joe Biden. Instead, the president spoke for the American people, as he was elected to do, and told the Ukrainian president that the American people were concerned about the possible corruption activities of Hunter Biden, Joe's son, and that he, Trump, would consider it a favor if that question could be answered. Why would the leader of our country not ask for clarification in a phone call discussion of corruption in the Ukraine? There is no way for Joe Biden to be proud of the past when it comes to Hunter Biden, but he struggles to be a loyal father. There is more than enough evidence for the Ukraine government to launch a thorough investigation into Hunter Biden's activity in the Ukraine. He had accompanied his father on a trip to the Ukraine while Joe was Obama's vice president, and Hunter Biden, with no experience in the gas and oil industry, came home with a lucrative contract worth millions to him. A Ukrainian prosecutor launched an investigation of Hunter Biden. Whether that investigation was tainted or not is not the issue. What is the issue is Joe Biden's pressure on the former Ukraine president, while he was vice president, to fire the prosecutor who was investigating Biden's son. Joe Biden is on videotape bragging about how he blackmailed the Ukrainian president by threatening to withhold $1 billion in U.S. aid if they did not fire the prosecutor and end his investigation of Hunter Biden. If that is not a serious conflict of interest, what do you call it? The Democrats, meanwhile, practice the hypocrisy they are famous for by ignoring Joe Biden's obvious conflict of interest and outright blackmail attempt, using American taxpayers' money to get his son's prosecutor fired, all the while that they are attacking President Trump for trying to deal with all corruption in the Ukraine, including charges of corruption there, by Joe Biden's son, Hunter. That was the original purpose of the phone call between Trump and the Ukrainian president. On Wednesday, the Ukrainian president went on record that there had been no pressure put on him by President Trump. Democrats can't abide by that. They've got to have something to hang on to. This is just the latest ugly display of hate from Democrats against the man who prevented Hillary Clinton from carrying on Barack Hussein Obama's crusade against the United States. What Democrats refuse to admit is that Donald Trump did not defeat Hillary Clinton in 2016. The American voters defeated her. They are as angry at us, the Democrats, as they are at Trump. We are deplorables who can be smelt in Walmarts. Power means far more to Democrats than the progress of our country. I can't begin to speak for you, but this is the last straw for me, and I will say without hesitation that anyone who continues to support this nasty, corrupt band of Democrats in Washington gets no respect from me. Their hypocrisy is as plain as the Pinocchio noses on their faces. What could have been accomplished if the Democrat Party had cooperated with the president on issues that were obviously better for our country? Issues like illegal immigration, which Democrats denied was a crisis on the southern border, until that crisis got totally out of hand. A crisis they created by not cooperating with the president to update our immigration laws and stop the caravans of illegal aliens streaming across Mexico and into the United States illegally. Issues like the wall between Mexico and the United States that Democrats had twice voted to fund, only to deny that funding to strike back at Donald Trump. In doing so, they struck back at the American people, who are being taxed to provide a better life for people who will not obey our laws and who depend on the Democrat Party for welfare and sanctuary. This whole issue of impeachment inquiry is a fraud and should anger every patriotic American. How many times now have Democrats seized on something they hope will stick to Trump to politicize their impeachment witch hunts? They reel from one issue that explodes against their lies directly into the next issue they conjure up. This time, they again clearly showed how dishonest they are by seizing upon charges against Trump for which they had no evidence and convicting the man before the transcript of his call with the Ukrainian president was known to them. They're now scrambling to find some way to prolong this nightmare, searching for words. You remember what Bill Clinton said? Well, it depends on what the meaning of is. Adam Schiff was on television this morning parsing words like that. Democrats have believed from the night the American people rejected Hillary Clinton that if they kept up a steady drumbeat of lies and innuendos against Trump, it would create doubt in the minds of voters in 2020. With that in mind, they cast aside any semblance of patriotism with a mad rush to spread their propaganda in their quest to regain power. It is time, past time, for people who have supported the Democrat Party in the past to re-examine their values. This is not a game. It is a serious danger to American life. The problem is that conservatives have not resorted to the devious tactics used by Democrats, and that gives Democrats free rein to lie, smother the truth, and propagandize. Conservatives must not resort to those same devious tactics against Democrats, but we must call them out for it. Any member of the Democrat Party who continues to support this rabid band of thieves should be shunned by every American who values truth over lies. If Pelosi, Schumer, Elijah Cummings, Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, and Ocasio-Cortez represent your beliefs, it speaks volumes about your own character. We can do better. We must do better. I thank you for listening today, and I'll be back again next Friday with my weekly commentary. This was a bonus, and I hope that you listened carefully. Have a great day.